heads up or head up. Have you heard either of these two phrases? Have you heard both of them? Even though they sound so similar, did you know they have totally different meanings? If not, you are probably not alone. But in business, the difference between these two phrases can be important. So this week, let's look at head up and heads up. I'm Paul Preston. From Venture English, this is 3-Minute English, a podcast in English, about English, for English learners. So here's a little quiz for you. If I ask you to lead a project team at work, will I ask you to A, head up the team, or B, heads up the team? If you said A, head up the team, you win the point. To head up is a verb that means to lead, supervise, or manage. 2 episodes ago, I talked about adding up to verbs to give a feeling of maximum or completion. Well, this is one of those verbs. The idea is you are in the lead or at the head of the project team. This is a phrase we use a lot in business when talking about teams and projects. Of course, if you are asked to head up the project, it can be a real compliment, but it can be a real headache too. Well, if to head up means to lead something, what does heads up mean? Could it mean 2 people will lead a project? After all, 2 heads are better than 1, right? Well, not this time, actually. Yes, heads is the plural form of head, but heads up isn't about leading anything. It's actually a way to say be careful or pay attention. Heads up comes from the idea that you need to look up in order to see dangerous things around you. So heads up is an exclamation. But through the years, it has also become a noun and a verb. So often, in business, we can give our boss a heads up. That means we tell them about something so they can be ready or prepare for it. We might even be warning them about something. Well, that's the noun form of heads up, but it also has a verb form. Remember that quiz I gave you at the beginning of the podcast? Head up the team was the answer, right? But I can also say heads up the team. What do you think that means? You probably already have figured it out. To heads up someone means to give them some warning or important information that they will need. So when you use heads up as a verb, it means give necessary information or warning to someone. But heads up is not really a proper verb in the usual sense. It's slang, really, but used a lot in business. So unlike head up, which is standard phrasal verb, heads up doesn't ever change form or tense. In fact, it's commonly used with the future auxiliary verb will, as in, I'll heads up the team tomorrow. Whew! Lots of information on head up and heads up. But these phrases are pretty common in business, and you'll probably hear both of them a lot. Try to use them next time you discuss a project. Thanks for listening. If you have a question or just a comment, send me an email from VentureEnglish.com. We spell it a little different, so check the spelling on the graphic. And while you're there, have a look at some of the new things we're setting up. Oh, and please, take a moment to rate the podcast in the iTunes store. It helps a lot to reach more listeners. I'm Paul Preston, and this has been 3-Minute English.